Good morning, everybody. So I'm going to try this again. This is round number two. My internet's been kind of finicky the last 24 hours. So hopefully this will work. Hope you guys all had a wonderful Easter or Passover, chasing bunny rabbits, doing Easter egg hunts, waking up real early before the sun gets up to watch it rise, and then enjoying yourself with some nice pancake breakfast or what have you, and finishing it all off with some nice ham and probably some lemon flavored something. So, hope that was your weekend. It's a good cup of coffee. I've been doing a pour over as of late. If you don't know what that is, it's essentially an elixir of sorts, and then you pour hot water over it, over the coffee ground, and it makes coffee. It makes a much better tasting cup of coffee. And I've been screwing it up for about a month or so, and it's coming out like watery S, and it's not good. And so I had to do some research, and I found out I was making a couple of mistakes. Mistake number one was the grind. I was doing too coarse of a grind. You want a nice medium grind, not too fine, but nice and medium, so it flows just right. I also wasn't filling the coffee ground holder thing, filter, high enough. You want it anywhere between half to two-thirds full when it comes with a pour over. Jeez, big mistake there. Wasn't allowing it to bloom. What am I, a rookie? So blooming, if you don't know, is adding a little bit of water, enough to let the coffee grounds swell. And it helps, one, just to get the flavors out, but two, it also helps with the pour over. It helps lessen the speed of which the water passes through it to get a stronger cup of coffee. And then the last thing I was screwing up on was I was pouring it too fast. A good pour over takes anywhere between 3 to 4 minutes. I was getting mine done in about a minute. So as you can tell, weak coffee was coming out like so. Zach. So I was making a lot of screw up mistakes with that coffee. Now, what I wanted to talk about today was the idea of sets and reps. So we know that you need to have high enough stress on the body to actually create an adaptation. And volume is the combination of sets times reps times your weight. So an easy example of that would be if I had a 10-pound weight, I did it for 10 reps for 3 sets, I did 300 pounds of total volume. And to progress, I would want to, over the weeks, increase that. Now, at a certain point in time where people make mistakes is they decide to go crazy high volume. So now I decided to maybe do 10 sets. And now I have 1,000 pounds. So I jump up way too quickly for my body and I get overuse injuries over time. The other mistake, like you'll see in running is extremely high volume, a lot of foot contacts. But you don't necessarily push yourself. So you get to a point where it's challenging and now your body's used to that level of volume without actually going faster or longer, and you don't actually adapt. We see this a lot with clients that end up doing the same routine day after day, week after week. They'll end up, if they don't ever push by adding more sets and reps or by increasing the intensity, the weight in which they do it, you're not gonna progress. So that brings us to our next point of not all sets are created equal. Now, if I'm doing a set of, let's say, squats, and I'm using 100 pounds, and on a scale of 1 to 10, it feels like a 5, meaning 10's the hardest, 1's the easiest, it feels like a 5, I'm not going to get any progress out of that. So even though if I did all my sets like that of 3, I'm not going to progress because it wasn't challenging enough for my body. So I got a lot of volume there, but it's not going to push me over the edge. So what we need to do is focus on what we call hard sets. Sets that are challenging, that I would say feel like over a 7 at a scale of 1 to 10. So I want my actual working sets, if I'm doing 3 sets of something, to actually be challenging. They should feel at that 7 to 8 range as I'm doing that. And you can do that a couple of different ways. I can do that by doing more reps, or I can do that by increasing the load. Depending on your goal and injury history, if you're more prone to injury, it's actually better to go a little bit higher reps and less weight, and then versus like a little bit more prone to injury and sticking away from going crazy heavy. But for most people, you'll find a happy range of like 8 to 15 is a good place to be. So if you're not getting results, or you're not getting stronger, doesn't necessarily mean look at how much overall volume you're doing, but looking at how challenging those sets actually are. And if you're discovering that they're not actually that challenging, again, feeling a 7 or above, then go back and either try to do more reps so they're actually challenging you, or go back and increase the weight a little bit. Perfect. Yeah, more reps, more works fine as well. And then eventually, if you do notice like your body starts getting a little cranky, it might be good to back off the reps and increase the load a little bit here and there. So what we do is alternate months. So we'll go a month of more strength phase based, so 6 to 10, and then one what we call more accumulation based. Zach will go 12 to 15, so alternating, and then of course lower reps will use a little bit heavier weight, and then higher reps will go a little bit lighter. And that's a good way to keep progressing without beating up your joints too much. But thank you guys for joining me today. If you guys have any more questions, leave them down below, and I'll be happy to answer them. I'll be back next week. Also, feel free to reach out at me at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. And have a wonderful day. Bye. Oh, okay. Only way push-ups and sit-ups. Yeah, so with body weight stuff, you're of course going to have to go higher reps to make it challenging, or make it more unsupportive, meaning so my push-ups, if I'm just doing regular push-ups, I might elevate my feet now to make it more challenging, or staggering my hands, so one in front of the other. Wider supportive base, so things like that to make it more challenging. With sit-ups, I'll just look at different core variations, because your body will just adapt over time to the same repetitive motion. So every 3 to 4, really comes down when you get bored, but every 4 to 6 weeks is a good time to mix up a movement pattern. So, excellent.